Welcome to Writers Nation Radio, brought to you live by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Writers Nation Radio serves to provide a network and platform of resource and exposure by collaborating with professionals and aspiring writers to bring your message to life. Now, here are your hosts, Shalandra Norman and Kaneen Morgan.
Good afternoon and good morning, Writers Nation listeners. How are you? It's this great Tuesday, sunny morning. I'm so happy to have summer here and to have summer be a part of us. We be a part of summer. So much exciting, great things is coming forth. I am your host, Kaneen Morgan, and here with me is co-host Shalandra Norman. Shalandra, hey, how are you?
Hi, Kaneen. I am doing fabulous today, and you mentioned you are so excited about the summer. Yeah, that's because you're in New York. I'm here in Texas. There's nothing exciting about the summer. Summer here in Texas, in Dallas, Texas, is extremely hot, so not happy at all about the
weather. Well, you know
weather.
What? It's 77 degrees here in New York, but it feels like,
guys.
But wait, it's so hot. It feels like it's about 90, although it's 77.
Okay, Writers Nation listeners that are in Texas, did you just hear my co-host? She said it is so hot, and it's 77 degrees. Please talk about her real bad, please.
In Texas, do you have dry heat or do you have hot, humid heat? In New York, we have the humid heat.
You know, it really depends because I know in Dallas it's that dry, hot, sticky, just heat. And Houston is more sticky. It's very humid, but it's hot, but it's humid. And, you know, in other areas it's different. So it's kind of different. It depends on the location, you know, where you're located in the state of Texas. But overall, it's burning up. And like in El Paso, closer to, you know, Vegas and California and all that, it is extremely hot. So it gets hotter because it's closer to Arizona. New Mexico and Arizona, so it gets even hotter. So, hot, just period, hot.
Well, you know, it's interesting. It's so funny because different parts of the world have, you know, certain type of weather patterns and things like that. And also, it's not, we don't have a breeze. So it's about 77 degrees, but it's not a breeze, it's just the sun beaming down, which makes it feel hotter. But when I was in the Caribbean in Jamaica, and, you know, they say the Caribbean is always hot, it was a very, like, it was such a beautiful feeling because it was hot, but yet it was a breeze. So it wasn't like a very humid hot, but it was comfortable hot. So, I'm so
I know
ready. I'm just looking for it.
I know when it's 77 here in Dallas, it's really nice. And we really enjoy that type of weather. I mean, the sun is out and it's shining, but it's just very nice. But, you know, in the summer, yeah, there's no 77, more like 97, 107, 117. Need I say more? So hot. Yeah.
Yes. So, all right, enough about weather, because I'm sure, you know, people are like, okay, that's it with the weather. So
yeah, we're getting hot and frustrated.
So, you know what, I'm sure many guests are excited about the first guest we were supposed to have, the coaching, dating, the dating coach, basically, what he is. Unfortunately, he did cancel and will be rescheduling. However, we have another very, very special guest, and this is somebody you definitely want to hear because he's going to add a lot of tips on how to really take back control of your life, and that's going to be coming up about the next half an hour. But we want to really, really discuss how to, and I want to say this, is really about how to date your writing.
Wow.
So it really is how to date yourself. And, Shalandra, you put a quote up on our Writers Nation Facebook page. And, by the way, whoever listening can go to Writers Nation on Facebook and like us there. There you'll find many great happenings and what's going on with Writers Nation, many great updates and where we're heading, where we are today, and also how we can assist you in writing. So you definitely want to like us on Writers Nation Facebook and on Twitter, which is Writers _ Nation. And you can also email us if you have any questions, feedback, or comments at writersnation3@gmail.com, writersnation3@gmail.com. So, Shalana, you put up this quote, which was I thought was very fascinating because it says it was from J.K. Rowling, and she is the author of Harry Potter. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
So she said, be ruthless about protecting writing days. Example, do not cave in to endless requests to have essential and long overdue meetings on those days. So, Joanna, yes. What do you like to say about that? What does that mean?
You know, that makes so much sense to me. You know, when you're a writer, even when it's time for you to just journal, when you don't write but you journal for yourself and just for your own, you know, self-will and just for your own, you know, me time, take that time out, and whatever time that is your time to do what you have scheduled to do. And don't schedule, you know, people will try to, let's have something on this day at this time. And that time may roll over into the time that you've already scheduled a week ago, or that's a part of your normal routine or schedule. Okay, well, I journal at 5 o'clock, or I write my book, write some of my book at 5 to 7, and maybe that meeting or that get-together or whatever it is at 6 o'clock, so right in the middle, but you already have an appointed time, a set time to complete your book or to write more on your book, so that's when your creative juices begin to flow because your mind is already geared and set towards that time, and that's the time that you normally take out to spend with yourself and with your writing. So don't schedule anything to interrupt that flow of energy when it comes to creating or when it comes to releasing, because when you're journaling, you're releasing. You know, it's at your own self pace. It's like a journaling to me is like a medicine, and it's like therapy. So don't let anyone get into the midst of your healing. Journaling is healing. You're releasing. You're putting some thoughts out there. You're putting some feelings out there. And that is yours. That is yours, and no one can take that away. And no one can have anything to say because everyone deal with their own situation differently. So keep that for yourself because it's been going well for you since you've been doing that. And so the minute you begin to interrupt and include something in the midst of your self-help moment, then that's when everything becomes interrupted. And so that flow of energy is, you know, distracted. And so when you go back at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, you may not feel like doing anything. And so what it does is pushes you back. So it's just taking a step back versus taking another step forward. So she said a lot, and just that little simple quote, don't let anything interrupt that time that you put aside to do your writing for those authors and those professional writers. When you have that time, that is your time. I'm sorry, that time slot is taken, but we can do 7 to 8, or we can do 3 to 4. But 5 to 6 is taken, or 5 to 7 is already taken, or whatever time, whatever days that you have set aside, that is already taken, but we can't. I do have this opening or that opening, but don't let anyone take the time that's for yourself.
Absolutely. You know, Shalana, I think we should really write this ebook, and and it should be on how to date your writing. I wouldn't say date yourself. They have so much things out on dating yourself, but how to date your writing, which is how to schedule time for your writing and have fun doing so, because dating, you know, it's supposed to be fun. You're getting to know the person, and that's what dating your writing is getting to know your writing, getting to know yourself, getting to know yourself and how you write, what you want to write. So, and it's so interesting, Shalana, because the topic of scheduling has been coming up the last 2 weeks.
Oh, yes.
So, And I've been seeing that message in so many different ways, and I get inspirational emails from several people, and and even spiritual people. I get it from business coaches, from leaders, and they all, the message been all the same on scheduling.
Yes.
And how ironic when we have someone today, which is coming up shortly, which is an attorney, and he writes a book on how to take back control of your life or how to gain the happiness. And
yes.
I believe a part of happiness is because you're scheduling time for you.
Absolutely.
So in that, I love that quote which J.K. Rowling said, because, and obviously she is an expert in it and she have experienced it. That's why she have written a quote. And as writers, Shalonda, you and I definitely experience it all the time. And
all the time.
In our conversation yesterday, one thing I mentioned is to set days where I'm going to write and to let people know and to inform people ahead of time and say, listen, these are the days or the hours that I write. So if I do not pick up the phone or get back to you, give me 48 hours to get back to you unless it's an emergency. And, just, you know, so letting people know your schedule as well. So that way you gaining back control of your life, you gaining back control of your writing. And now you're accomplishing things because you're now scheduling your life.
That's
and
right.
And that's the most important thing. And I realize for everyone who's looking to, well, everyone I spoke with, who want to write a book and have not yet written a book, the first thing that I hear is, besides I can't do it or I don't know how to do it, the next thing I hear is I don't have the time to do it.
Oh, wow.
So,
yeah.
And we all have the time for something that we really want to do. So it is all about just scheduling the time to do it and also changing your environment. You know, sometimes you have to get out of your familiar environment in order to make something else, in order to accomplish whatever it is that you want to accomplish. And for me, I've noticed that at home, I cannot write. Like, I absolutely cannot. And I've tried, and I was not able to get anything accomplished. And even when I set up a space in my place, you know, to write, I still feel like I'm distracted or I'm not as inspired. But yet I find when I go to the office, ideas just flow. It's quiet. I have no distraction. I'm in an office setting. So I feel inspired to write. And that's the time where I can write with no distractions.
Mm-hmm.
So one of our tips that we want to add as a writer, and for those who are looking to write, is set a day and don't start off, you know, most people say, okay, I'm going to do it for the whole weekend. Really? Are you going to do it for the whole weekend?
Set a realistic day and time and place.
Because I've done it. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to write for the whole weekend. Not
right.
Even one time. So taking the time and say, okay, I'm going to write an hour on Saturday or Sunday or
right.
whatever it is. And, you know, this is very interesting. Now, I can get a lot into this topic, but I'm not going to. But, you know, what's interesting is whatever your born day is, like, for instance, I was born on a Friday. So Friday to me become my, like my date, my day where I can date myself. And I find on those days I feel inspired to write and I feel more inspirational. So, you know, maybe start with that, whatever your born day is, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever it is. Maybe using that day to write, you know, because writing is therapeutic, is relaxing, it can be fun, it can be inspirational, whatever it is you'd like it to be. Maybe choosing that day as a day to begin, and then set aside just starting out maybe a half an hour or an hour, and then once you do that and you become consistent in it, because consistency is the key that's going to allow you to accomplish anything that you want to accomplish, and once
that's
you're
right.
consistent with doing a half an hour or an hour, then you move into creating more hours in it. And also, Shalonda, you and I have discussed this as well. The most important thing is having someone hold you accountable.
Oh,
is it a friend?
Absolutely. Absolutely, on that.
Yeah. So, Sean, go ahead. Tell me. You got. I know you have something to say about that.
From personal experience. Yes, definitely. You know, even when I completed my book, I don't know how many people I had to hold me accountable. I got, you know, and one thing about someone holding you accountable, you'll get so sick and tired of them hounding you about, did you finish what you said you were going to finish? Did you finish? Because they keep throwing it back at you. And they're saying, did you finish what you said? Not me, but you said you were going to finish that. You said you were going to do that.
And then we get mad, Shalonda.
And then we, exactly. Especially myself, I take it very personal. Like, okay, I know what I said. But it causes you to move in that area and get it over with or get it done. But you know what, Kaneem, one thing I discovered, when you do, especially environment is very key, because I will say this one thing I did learn about that. When you do get into that, when you have that space, you know, when you're writing, first of all, you're creating a space for voice. Maybe you can't speak it, but you definitely write it. I mean, you can only imagine the people that are behind social media that act one way but totally different, you know, in person. But you're creating a space, first of all. And so when you have that environment that you go into, whether you go to Starbucks or you just go to the park or you go to one of the restaurants, fast food places, wherever you go to write, to journal, that space. That's your space. And when you, and one thing I learned, when you get into that space that you have designated for, this is my time, I'm going to be creative, or I'm just going to write my thoughts or whatever, write in my journal, my diary or whatever, you are at one of the most happiest places in your life. You are so, you feel so free. You feel so at peace and happiness. And you smile. Because you're in your own little area that you said, this is my little area where it's all about what I have to say. It's all about me. It's all about my thoughts, all about my creativity. And you begin to smile. You begin to be at peace, to be relaxed. And so it's that environment is very, very significant and very important, because when you, and I'm not going to touch much on happiness. Of course, that's one of my things. Happiness, when you, you know, begin to get into that space of happiness, you can really be who you are, because happiness breeds, it breeds positivity. It really does. Mm-hmm. And when you're in a positive mode, when you're in a positive environment, when you're in a positive space, you can be so much more than when you're angry, mad, sad, or, you know, full and surrounded by negativity. You know, you're restricted and you can't do much. You're bound and, you know, your juice is gone. Your energy, your creative juice is just not there. It's dormant. Until you step out of that realm and, you know, move forward into, you know, the space of positivity. So that's one thing I learned about the environment. So that's very, very important and it's key. So, you know, don't just take that lightly. That's key in, you know, in your writing efforts, Kaneem.
Yeah.
Very key.
And, you know, Shalonda, and that was really good. And we have, just want to let all the listeners know, we have the Write Experiences Workshop coming up in October. And in that, we're going to give all these great tidbits on how to create the right writing environment, how to know how to be more or most creative. So this is definitely going to be an experience. We're going to teach you how to jumpstart your book, how to create an accountability or really a heartstorming team. Where others hold you accountable, but not only hold you accountable, but also they share the love in what you're doing. So it's important to be around those who are like mine, who share the love of what you are doing. So they hold you accountable, but they hold you accountable because they love who you are. They love who you're becoming. They love what you are accomplishing, your goals. And that's all the things we want to be speak about in the writeexperiences.com. So you want to go ahead and register. Go to www.thewriteexperiences.com. experiences.com. Again, the right, W-R-I-T-E, experiences.com. There's going to be a lot of wonderful speakers is going to be coming up, and
yes,
we're going to be announcing shortly, very soon, in the next couple of weeks, of the speakers that we have added. And also, we added another piece, which is going to be, I'm not going to say it all, Shalonda, but we are going to be video.
Exciting.
We're going to do some type of show. I'm just going to say this. It's going to be some type of show,
right,
which we are now launching, for you to be most creative. And this is going to give you the invitation to be a part of Writers Nation. If you're a playwright, if you are a film writer, if you're a book writer, just aspiring writer, you just want to write papers, whatever it is, we welcome all writers. And this,
yes,
we definitely want you to be a part of this experiences, because it's going to be fascinating, fabulous. It's going to be an awesome and great time. So definitely, definitely stay tuned for more information concerning that. And also, I want to say this as well. A part of that is you're going to be around like-minded people who, and also around those who already accomplished some of the things you're looking to accomplish, whether it's a film, whether it's a play, whether it's a book. We're going to have someone who is a publisher, someone who who's a writer, someone who's a happiness coach, which teach you how to be happy doing what you love, how to be happy just in life in general. So all these great techniques is so important, and it's necessary, especially if you're going to,
absolutely,
pursue the writing career, because sometimes the writing career can feel like it's a bit much. Sometimes others may know how not, they don't know how to make money in writing, or even the connections involved in, you know, how to really go forth in your writing, connect to the right people, whether it's publishing, whether it's marketing, whether it's speaking engagements. So this is definitely why you want to be a part of the writexperiences.com. So go ahead and register, and we look forward to seeing you on that date. And more details will be coming very, very soon. So shortly we're going to be going to break. Before we go to break, we're going to be announcing our next guest. Shalom, do you have anything you want to add before we go to break?
Yes, we have a question from a caller, from Robin.
Oh, perfect.
Yes. So is Robin,
okay,
on the line?
Hi, this is Dad. Robin's with me. I'm her husband.
Oh, okay. Hi, how are you?
I'm very good. She wrote an essay on meeting Muhammad Ali back in 1987, and I think you ladies would enjoy it. She'd like to share a bit with you.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
Great.
Absolutely.
I'm kind of acting as her engineer here right now, so just give me a moment. I'll try to get her on the phone.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. So she, you pick up in the other room. Okay, here we go. Can you hear her?
Hello?
Yes. Hi. Hi, Robin.
This is Robin Rivers.
You hear her okay?
Go ahead, Robin. You can go ahead and speak so we can hear,
okay,
you.
You can start reading. They can hear you.
In 1987, my buddy Don Bernstein and I headed to Atlantic City. I immediately noticed a line forming at one of the tables not far from where I was sitting. When the crowd parted, I saw what all the commotion was about. Muhammad Ali was in the room.
Can you hear her okay?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, we can hear.
You're following?
Yes.
Were you fans of Muhammad Ali?
Yes, absolutely.
What did you think of him?
We loved him. He was the champ.
What did you think of Muhammad
absolutely.
Ali?
He was the greatest. He was absolutely the greatest.
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. You can keep reading. Go ahead.
Yes.
Amazed. I rose from my seat and went to him. He slid his arm around my waist. Muhammad, I told him, you're making me so wet. My breasts were large and pendulous, just like dear old mom's.
Are you following?
Okay. Okay. Hello?
Yes. What's your name, Mr. Robin? Are you still there? Okay, so he's no longer there. Kaneen, you there?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Sometimes
well,
we have
funny
people like that. He's a comedian, so this is the wrong show. This is for writing, not for comedy. So if you don't have Any writing to share that's, you know, beneficial for others and more so humorous, and you want to be on stage? I think they have improv all over the world, right, Kadeen, or all over the States? He can go
absolutely
to an improv.
Yes.
So you can,
yes,
certainly go to improv, and they will love to hear your humor. So moving on. So,
yes,
Kadeen,
yes.
Yeah, you were sharing about the workshop. One thing I want to say, and I know you mentioned the date in October, one thing I wanted to say about that is that with the huge surprise that we have, the big, huge opportunity that we have for everyone, and we're not going to give it all out, but it's certainly something that for all, you know, inspiring writers, film writers, playwrights, that you want to be a part of it. Certainly, certainly, we want you to be a part of it. You have the opportunity of being a part of Writers Nation, which is huge, 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 huge. And there's a lot of things that's going to be happening with Writers Nation. So we certainly want to invite everyone to be a part of that segment, to be a part of the workshop, because it's certainly a surprise. And once you, you know, hear more about it, you're going to be just going crazy, because everyone is going to want to take part in it. Everyone.
Yes.
So I'm excited. I can't wait.
All right, Shalonda. So we're going to be going to break, and shortly we're going to have our guest, our very own special guest that's coming up very shortly. So Writers Nation listeners, stay tuned. If you have any questions, dial 347-989-1363 and hit 1 to come into the caller queue. Look forward to hearing from you, and look forward to our special guest is coming up shortly. Stay tuned.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio media, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com. Tune in every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help you take the next step in your relationship with Christ. Listen in to hear from others about their experiences of faith and the love of Christ. Call in to share your experiences at 347-989-1363. Learn more by going to toughtalkchristianradio.com. Join Shalonda, Norman, and Kadeen Morgan every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. Central Standard Time on the Tough Talk Radio Network for Writers Nation Radio. Writers Nation's mission is to provide a trusted source of information, a dynamic network of writing experts, and writing entertainment for curious and thoughtful writers and authors. Learn more by going to WritersNationRadio.com. Writers Nation Radio, showcasing writers and helping them soar.
Welcome, welcome back, Writers Nation. We're so glad to have our special guest today. He is going to be talking about taking control of our lives, and ultimately cracking the code to happiness. I love to talk about happiness. I am a very happy person, and I love to spread the happiness all around, and even those, you know, that are maybe a little off a little bit and want to do improv at any time, I can really share that happiness with them, because, you know, sometimes, you know, everybody needs a little happiness. So without further ado, we are not going to delay our special guest any longer. Mr. David Blake Chatfield, how are you, sir?
Great. How are you guys today?
We are
Hi,
wonderful.
Hi.
Welcome
to
our
here.
Show.
Thank you.
We're so glad you've taken out the time to be a part of Writers Nation, and we're excited to talk to you today, because we definitely want to know how to crack the code to happiness. I think I have
everybody
some of the code. Absolutely, absolutely.
I think everybody has the information, but they just don't know how to put it into action.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, well, tell us about your book, Taking Control. We certainly want to hear more about that.
Well, I wrote a book because I started with a number of years ago. My daughter was born and raised in sunny Southern California, and then she went to Northern California for college, where it was dark and dreary and rainy, and she couldn't get herself out of bed. She was depressed. So I started sending a positive Facebook message to her every single day to help motivate her out of bed. And so at the end of the school year, she came home and I stopped writing. And then I had hundreds of my friends on Facebook say, "Why did you stop? You were getting us out of bed." And I said, "Oh my gosh, I'll write a book." And so I did.
Wow.
And I put all the principles in the book that I had written about.
Wow. And, you know, just encouraging on social media, on Facebook in particular, that's such a simple strategy. But, you know, a lot of times we do a lot of encouraging, you know, through especially through social media. So many people, they do a lot of encouraging on social media. But sometimes, you know, it's just certain things that you can say. You know, just certain things you can say, certain posts you can put out there, and that person can be going through whatever it is that relates to that post, and it makes a world of difference. And it's just something so simple. It's like, I just put that out there. And it makes a world of difference to that individual. Now, what did your daughter say once she had written the book and everything?
She
I'm sure she was
really
like,
"Dad,
I didn't want you to share with everybody. That was for me."
No, she just didn't. She didn't want anybody to know that it was her that was depressed. But so I don't. I have two daughters, and I never tell them which one it is.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. So, and how long did it take you to write the book?
It took me about 4.5 years to write the book.
Oh,
it,
wow!
It really, because I had to take all of my life experiences and education and put it down on paper and then organize it. And halfway through, I gave it to my 17-year-old daughter and said, "Read this and tell me how I could write it so that younger people would not get turned off by it."
Right.
Because many, many books that I've read, they seem like textbooks. You know, they got footnotes, they're long, they're heavy, they're hard. And I tried to write a book which the critics are now saying is very light and lighthearted, and but it treats serious subjects in such a way that you can actually grasp it and it's not threatening to you.
Right. So tell us, what does cracking the code mean?
Well, it's as I said a little bit earlier, everybody seems to have an idea about what can make them happy and what they can do. But, you know, you can have all the numbers like a safe. If you have all the numbers for a safe, you can't, you still have to know in the combination which way to turn it and what sequence the numbers go into. And so what I try to do is I try to take life, in starting with relationships and integrity, and carry you through it so that by the you start the book being one person and you end the book hopefully being another. And it's kind of like a combination to a safe, where at the end of the book you open the safe and inside is happiness. But that's different for everybody. And all the people who have read the book have told me that, you know, an important part in the book is this. And everybody finds something different, and they learn a different lesson, and it makes some people cry because it touches them in areas that they haven't been able to deal with in the past. And other people, they write me that it's changing their lives. And so,
And that's the ultimate reason. That's the ultimate reason for writing, I'm sure.
I wrote the book. Yeah, I wrote the book because I wanted to help people change from being negative to positive. I wanted them not to give up when life gave them resistance, and to learn how to push through things and how to clear themselves of all the negative people in their lives so that they could replace them with positive people who help make them feel good about themselves and help them, you know, achieve whatever their desires are, whatever their goals are.
Absolutely. You know, in your book, you also discuss values. So how did you learn those values, or can you describe those values to us that relate to, you know, as far as the negativity, you know, negative people, how can they identify them and remove them out of the way? Because I know a lot of times that can be stumbling for especially the younger, you know, audience. They don't realize it in the beginning. As you do, you know, when you're much older, you know, you do realize it immediately now. It's up to you whether or not you remove it, but you do, you know, detect it a lot sooner than when you're 18 or 17.
Yeah, well, I learned my values because when I was a little kid, maybe 6, 7 years old, and if I wanted to have a bicycle, my parents said, okay, here's a book of Christmas cards. Go sell them door to door. If you sell enough, look at the back of the book. It allows you to buy a bike. And so I would go door to door selling Christmas cards. And if I earned enough money, well, actually when I earned enough money, I was able to buy a bike. And then if I wanted to go to camp, my parents would give me cans of peanuts. Here, take these door to door and sell them. You sell enough, you can go to camp. And I did that. And I didn't know till I got much older that my parents were actually paying my neighbors to buy this stuff for me. But they're trying to teach me that if you want to achieve a goal, you have to work for it. And
That's right. And
it is easily achievable, no matter what it is. And so that's what I started with. And as for the people who are negative in your life, it's fairly easy to recognize someone who is negative. You know, how do you feel when they leave you? Do you have a sour stomach? Do you have to go to bed? I mean, sometimes it's really bad.
Yes,
and
that's
just
true.
some people, you get them on the phone, you can't get them off, and they just drain every bit of life out of you. That's kind of like an energy vampire.
Yes, and I like that, energy vampire. That's true.
those people, they're not going to change. And so you just have to get rid of them. It doesn't matter if you recognize that somebody 10 years into your relationship with them, that you decided, oh, well, this is not working. You just have to get rid of them. It's hard if it's a family member. There you just limit contact as much as you can. But with a person who used to be a friend or is a friend that's really not helping you, that's really hurting you, you have to get rid of them. You have to cease all contact with them. You can't have any kind of relationship because they'll keep coming in. Most of them are very astute at being able to manipulate, and they are negative and not going to change, and they're not going to help you, and you're not going to get any better until they're gone.
Absolutely.
And,
yes.
Yeah.
Wow,
while I was writing the book.
Mm-hmm.
While I was writing the book, somebody asked me, well, when you get rid of a negative person, does a positive person come? And I said, not just one, but maybe a handful of positive people come.
Absolutely. A crowd.
Because you don't realize that these negative people take up so much space in your life that when they're gone, you have a tremendous amount of space for people who come and add to your energy as opposed from taking away from it.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so, and great opportunities have come to me because I've changed my philosophy.
Go ahead,
Kaneen. David, this is Kaneen. How are you, by the way? Awesome. Thank you for on the show. So, you know, I love what you just said. And also, I believe that when you change your attitude about certain things, about yourself, about life, then you begin to attract positive, you know, more positive people. Certainly negative people that are like, to me, they're like vampires as well. They always seem to find you, or you find them not realizing it. But, you know, sometimes I believe that if we change our attitude towards certain things, then certainly we begin to attract positivity in our lives. What would you like to say concerning that?
Well, I changed my mind. I went from being a person who said no to everything to a person who said yes to most things. And all of a sudden, all these doors of opportunities that I never saw before open up in front of us. And the world is so filled with people who are positive, supportive, and really similar to ourselves that if once we realize who we are and we accept ourselves the way we are, and we go forward positively towards, you know, all the opportunities that we see ahead of us, lots of other people that we don't know now, well, they will become our new friends, and they will become supporters, and they will become our alliances. And it
yes.
is really a very exciting thing.
Absolutely.
I mean, for me, I've been able to end up at the embassy, in the U.S. Embassy in London. I went to meet the Dalai Lama. I went to meet people in the State Department, all because I decided to take negativity out of my life, put positivity out there, and work hard at what I love. And that's
yes.
really what people should try to do.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So, you know, so David, so you are an attorney as well, is that correct?
Yes, I am.
So I love that because I like to let our listeners know that anyone can write. And, you know, if you're an attorney, retired, a cop, we have, you know, a cop on the show before, whoever you are, you can, you know, you can still write. But I want to say in some of the work that you've done, and especially as an attorney, I'm pretty sure there's so much negativity around. You can only imagine.
Yeah.
So were you able to apply these principles to your world, even as an attorney, who you represent? Were you able to apply some of these codes of happiness to your clients?
Yes, actually, throughout my life, I've used some of these principles in my work. I give an example in the book. I talk about integrity. I talk about people who keep their word and don't, you know, lie and don't try to make up stories. And I give an example of how I acted this way in court in front of the same judges for a number of years. And after I started doing that, they began to trust and have faith in my ability to tell the truth. And so the judges, whenever it was like up to accepting my word versus the word of an opponent, the judge would accept mine because the judge knew that I was a person of integrity, and I wasn't going to mislead anyone, no matter what. And if I had a weak case, I would admit it, and I'd tell the judge negative things about my case, and they would understand that I'd be willing to discuss any issue honestly and openly. And my opponents went crazy because, you know, they couldn't deal with somebody telling the truth in the court. And
wow.
the judges, I have judges who would look at my opponents and go, I used to be a DA, and I can smell it when somebody's not telling the truth.
Wow.
Wow.
So it's really funny. But I think really the most important thing is for people to realize in life, the most important thing is our relationships with family, friends, and associates. I was with a woman last night who was telling me a story about how she just got out of a really bad relationship. She had all the cars and the shoes and clothes that she wanted, but the person that she was in the relationship with used that to try to control her, and he would take away things from her, or access is a way of controlling it. And she learned that the important thing in life is not the things that you have, it's your relationship with people and things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you have to create happy and healthy relationships by following the code that I lay out in my book. And the first thing you do is to eliminate disappointments by eliminating egocentric expectations. You have to accept people the way they are.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
I mean,
wow.
People are not all the same. They're all not going to be happy. Some of them are going to be cranky, crazy people, but those are the fun people. If they're not negative and not sucking energy from you, just because they're cranky and they're a little crazy, it adds spice to your life. It really is fun. And I have a lot of people who are just nuts that I have as friends because they're so much fun. We have so much fun together. And,
right. Yes.
And we actually, it forces us to think outside the box and to do things that we wouldn't ordinarily do. And that's
so
one of the things that's fun about good friends. And
you know, David, that was very good what you said about, because I realized, and even in my own life, and I had to learn to drop the expectation because I was disappointed all the time because I always had high expectations, not only for others, but for myself. So I'm so glad that you brought that up because, and I definitely would say that's like a code for happiness. Once you drop that expectation of a person or a situation and, you know, it's like you just feel free, you feel happy, and then it's love in the air. Love is present because you drop the expectation. So I'm glad that you shared that key. And you know, I have another question for you as well. So one of the things you mentioned in your book is how to recognize and disconnect from toxic relationships. What are one of the keys to recognize that the relationship is toxic?
Well, I think I mentioned it a little earlier.
Yeah.
It's you start to realize that the person that you're with is making you feel sick or mad about yourself. You know, there are a lot of people who say things to you. They're outside. They make outside judgments, and they talk to you about them. But the judgments are not coming from you. They're coming from them, and they're caused by their own jealousy or fear. And so you have to have very strong self-acceptance. You have to know that you're a good person, that you're basically a very kind and generous person, and that you're grateful for all the things that you have, and that anyone who makes you feel otherwise has got to go. They can't stay in your life. You can't have people who are critical of you all the time. Like, for example, if your mother is critical of you, obviously you can't get rid of your mother out of your life. But what you can do is you can develop an attitude like, gee, Mom, thanks for sharing, and I'm going to go on.
Right.
That's
right.
What you do. Because,
absolutely.
You know, negativity, when it comes at me, it just kind of bounces off me. I'm kind of like Ronald Reagan, the Teflon president. You know, the bad things come and they don't stick. I go fast through negativity. I push through resistance to get to my goals. I do all the things in life that you're supposed to do in order to create the opportunity to succeed at something. No one succeeds all the time, but if you don't take a risk, you will never have the reward of achieving your goals. And that's another thing about happiness, is that some people, they're going towards their goal, whatever it is. Maybe they're working at a job or they're trying to have a relationship with someone, and there's some resistance coming at them. And that's a normal thing in life. Life consistently throws resistance at us. And I tell my friends that's a good sign, because as soon as you're hitting resistance, it means that you're getting close to your goal. And the harder the resistance is, the more the resistance is there, the closer you are to your goal. So I tell them, I say, don't get deterred by it. Break through that resistance, and boom, all of a sudden it's clear flying, clear sailing. You're right there.
Wow.
It's unbelievable.
That's good.
And then you're there and you go, oh, I'm here. Now what do I do?
That is so true.
What's next?
So be careful what you wish for.
Oh, my goodness. Exactly. It's like now you're there. Now you have the responsibility to actually to move ahead now. So now you're there. So you're right. It's like, so what do I do now? I actually made it here. But, David, go ahead and let the audience know who you are, what you do, and also where can they find you as well as your book?
Okay. They can find my book on Amazon and Kindle. It's under Taking Control, Cracking the Code to Happiness. My email address is david@chatfieldentertainment, spelled C-H-A-T-F-I-E-L-D, entertainment.com. And I answer emails from all over the world. I help people. I answer questions about the book. The book right now is on special on Kindle for 99 cents. It's a radio special for this month. So it would be great.
Wow, awesome. All right. Yes. Thank you so much for that. And also, I know Shalonda probably have another question for you. Also, we will be contacting you as well very, very soon because we certainly have a lot of questions concerning some of the things that you do. And we thank you so much. So, Shalonda, you have anything to?
No, I just wanted to say I thank you so much, David, for being on the show. And we'll certainly reach out to you. Like Kaneen said, we do have some questions that we, you know, would like to ask you and seeing how can we get together and collaborate.
Great, great, yeah.
Thank you so much.
Tell all your writers out there never to give up. My mother didn't start writing television shows till she was 40, and she wrote 400
of
them.
400.
Well, you know what? This is awesome because Shalonda and I are well, Shalonda's already there, but I'm turning 40. And we already now pursuing film. I'm the youngin', okay? So we are now pursuing film writing. So that was great that you shared that with us. And
yes.
And thank you so much. But before we go, is there any current project that you're working on with writing?
Right now, I'm currently working on a couple projects, movie projects, where I'm in development with a couple of producers. And one is a comedy it's a 60s comedy about a funny situation that occurred with a rock band that pretended to be from another country that really wasn't. And
wow,
that's already funny.
I can see it. I can definitely see it.
And they had a giant hit song, and they couldn't hide from Ed Sullivan. It was really funny.
Okay.
So
wow, this is good. I love it. And you know what I love because are you an entertainment attorney, David?
Yes, I am.
Awesome.
I love the fact that you are a lawyer in the field of entertainment, but yet you're also taking that and you're now creating something in that world. I love it.
Yeah.
You're creating films and books, so I definitely thank you for that and being a contributor to the world in your gifts and your talents, and I really thank you, and thank you for being on the show. And by the way, definitely like us on Facebook at Writers Nation, and we will be in contact with you very soon.
Great. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Have a great day, David.
Talk to you
soon.
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Wow.
Yes, that was awesome. You know, I had a million questions, but we were out of time. But I really wanted to go deeper in this conversation because, Shalonda, you know, this is that right there is our conversation, and I certainly want to go more into it. But I certainly want to make sure he gives his information. And by the way, if anyone is looking for a lawyer, in the area of entertainment, definitely contact David. His information is on our Facebook page. Well, his information, his book is on our Facebook page, but we will provide his information right after the show. If you want to contact him, certainly contact him. I'm sure he can help you in many ways, from writing a book to film writing to representing you. He has a bunch of talents, it seemed like, so we'll definitely know that. But so thank you, Writers Nation, for listening to us. And Shalonda, I know we have a lot of things that we want to discuss that's coming up. You want to start to share?
Well, we mentioned about the workshop. We just want to make sure that we continue, you know, to put that buzz out in your ear so you can, you know, all be a part. It's going to be in the great city of New York. I love New York. New York is such a fun place. And it's going to be at a time where the weather is going to be very nice. Right, Kaneen? It is nice in October, right?
Oh, well.
Not freezing.
It depends.
Come on now.
No, it's not freezing, but New York is very sunny, especially in October. You don't know if you're going to get really hot or really cold. And actually, one year in October, it snowed. So
really?
Yeah. So the weather gets crazy around October. Like, you just don't know what you're going to get. So,
okay.
We're putting it out there, Shalonda. We already have nice weather.
Nice weather. So when you say really hot in October, what's the temperature like? Now listen carefully, Writers Nation. Now what's the temperature like, Kaneen, when it's really
hot? I'm not telling you
now. No, come on.
I'm not telling you now.
Like 70, 69?
I'm not telling you. They're going
but
to
anyway.
Have to come and figure it out and see what the weather is going to be like in October.
Anyway, great weather in October in New York, and you all are going to have a great time. I will say this. I don't know if you mentioned this, Kaneen. I can't quite remember, but the environment of the workshop itself, you will not be in a desk or sitting behind a table. So we'll give that hint out. I don't know if you mentioned anything about that, Kaneen.
I did not. But you know what, Shalonda? I'm glad you mentioned it because that's going to be what creates the environment is going to be what creates the experience.
Yes,
and,
absolutely.
And just a little hint, you will be very comfortable, very relaxed,
yes.
Feeling most creative. So, and another thing, Shalonda, I'm glad you so because you just brought up some of the things that we're going to be doing. Another thing is, you know, some people may not know in which way they are creative. You can be creative, like you can be audio, an audio person, which means that you created because you hear, like, you know, through conversation, you hear people bring up something and that causes you to be creative. Or you can be kinesthetic where you feel things. So sometimes you can be in a certain environment and you begin to feel something that sparks your creativity. Or you can be visual. You have to see it. So we're going to have all those things at the workshop, something that's going to spark your audio creativity, your kinesthetic creativity, your visual creativity, all of those things are going to be sparked and is going to create something on the inside of you that's going to cause you to say, let's do it. Let's just write, write, write. So it's going to be fabulous.
Absolutely. So if they did not know how, if you don't know how, you just know that at some point your creative juices just begin to flow, but you really could not detect when was that point. Like, did you see something? Did you feel a certain way, or did you hear something? So you'll know. So it's important that you show up, come out, show
yes.
up, be present at, you know, the right experience, the right experience, because I'm telling you, you're in for a treat, and you're going to know a whole lot, you know, more and have a definitely a greater understanding for those that are inspiring to be and just, you know, just need that little extra. We have that extra for you. So that's great that you mentioned that as well, because I know that's something that a lot of writers, probably, you know, just, you know, professional writers, authors, that they don't know how, they just know that at some point it shows
yes.
up, the creative juices, and they just go with that. At that certain time, they just go with it because they know it's, somehow it just shows up, and they don't know how, you know, what it is that sparked it. But you will know once you leave the right experience workshop. Kaneen.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, you want to go to the right, W-R-I-T-E, experiences.com. Again, that's the right, experiences.com. You want to go ahead
yes.
and register, and we promise you, you are definitely going to have an experience. I just want to say this, Shalonda. Part of my creativity is audio. I love, like, out of conversation, I am inspired to create. So sometimes
yes.
in my ideas, I have to call you to get an idea, and it sparks the creativity. So you're going to learn all of this and how to be most creative in your writing in your life. So thank you, Writers Nation listeners. Stay tuned to next Tuesday with our very
yes.
own special guest. Again, like us on Facebook and on Twitter, writers_nation. Have a great, fabulous Tuesday and week.
You have been listening to Writers Nation Radio, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you'd like more information about this show, please visit writersnationradio.com. For more information about Tough Talk Radio Network, visit Tough Talk.